WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Hottie.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rant, and you're listening to the greatest rant.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you'd come.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. I'm your host, Lindsay Warren. Joining me, as always, is the ever faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
Or otherwise known as Creator Code, Rockin' Sock. Hi, everybody, we're here live.
You are such a slut, Jesus. I mean, my God, how many times have you plugged yourself today?
Including this one, Creator Code, Rockin' Sock, right now in the Fortnite item shop. It's live right here at the Rack, twitch.tv/WTRLive, rackradioshow.com, wildtalkradio.com, correct.net. You can tweet us. At Rack Radio Show, at Lynn's Water, at Wild Talk Radio.
You can't see me right now.
Uh-huh.
But I'm shaking my head in disappointment at you.
So,
you are such a shill.
So, SMH my head?
Yes. SMH your head.
I did, because today's the day. Share the love. All that fun stuff.
Yes, by the way, if you do celebrate it, happy Valentine's Day. I personally spent it with the love of my life, pizza.
Pizza
and
was
had
good.
A very lovely day.
Pizza was good.
Pizza was excellent. Never lets me down. 30-something years going strong in a relationship with pizza.
But no, tell you, like, to all seriousness, the reason that I've been plugging in a lot lately is because it's a big event. You can get a free weapon skin if you use a creator code, and right now with the Share of Love event, you can help support us more by spending V-Bucks and using the code and everything like that for the next couple weeks. We can earn more.
Yes.
So that's the reason I'm plugging supporter creator code Rock and Sock more often. So it has nothing to do with what we're doing here tonight. We're talking wrestling.
We are talking wrestling. We have news, notes, NXT, SmackDown, all your favorites, plus... We are talking about the pay-per-view that, up until Monday night, I didn't realize was happening this weekend, Elimination Chamber.
Sunday night.
No, I didn't realize, up until Monday night, I didn't realize Chamber was on Sunday. I did not realize that.
No, it was Sunday when you realized it, when I told you.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I don't even know what day I didn't realize, because Rock was like, oh, hey, they're talking about Chamber on WTR, and I was like...
Chamber?
Chamber? What?
So yeah.
So we will be
previewing that very predictable show later in the show.
Yeah.
Cause so that's gonna be very predictable. Probably.
Yeah. So, but we're talking about it, which will be fun.
Yeah.
So, and we also have quite a lot of news. So I say we jump into that. Brought to you by our friends over at fightboot.com and Gerwick.net.
Sounds like a good plan to me.
And we have to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we have to talk about the big story of the day. One of them. There was breaking news today. It was a busy news day in the wrestling world.
It was.
And that is, I'm going to start with it. Jimmy Uso and his lovely wife got into an altercation with the police in Detroit. And, well, unfortunately, Jimmy got arrested.
So, that means...
Hashtag blame sub.
Always fun we get to do that on the show. He was arrested for obstruction and disorderly conduct. He has posted bond and is free on bond. The whole incident started when they were pulled over because Naomi was driving on the wrong side of the road. When they got pulled over, the car apparently smelled of booze, and so they asked her to get out of the car to do a field sobriety test, and some things escalated, something happened, and Jimmy ended up shirtless in Detroit in the winter, which is never a smart decision, and tried to square up with the cop. And at this point, this is when the cop got his taser out, because he felt threatened, and somebody got arrested. So...
So let's hit the catchphrases. He put up his hair up and squared up, and then got sent to the Uso Penitentiary.
Something like that.
I mean, that's the wrestling catchphrases. So yeah, might have used them. Yeah, this was not good.
And the best part of the whole story is WWE was like just noped it, just absolutely positively noped it with their statement where they were like, "He's a grown man. He's responsible for himself." Not even touching it with a 10-foot pole.
Jonathan Fatu is responsible for his own personal actions.
Just nope. Absolutely nope. 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 So it was not a good day in the WWE HR office today. PR office either.
No. No. Because they probably had some interesting requests for PR-wise today.
I would love to work in the talent relations office just for one day. I'm sure it would be boring as hell. But on a day like today, you know that email hit, and everybody just kind of sat there and went, damn it. Like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You just know. Yeah. Anytime anything like this happens, it's just, damn it. Not again.
Right.
Like herding cats. So anyway, the other breaking news today is one, The Undertaker was out and about. He was styling and profiling, flying in a private jet off to somewhere to talk to some very important people. He posted a selfie with his lovely wife on Instagram. And then it got dropped that he will be appearing at StarCast doing a signing the weekend of Double or Nothing. Now, it's been made very, 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 very abundantly, painfully clear by everybody involved since this dropped that StarCast is not affiliated with AEW. They are not paid by AEW. The people that organize it are not paid by AEW, even though I'm pretty sure that's a lie. And that, you know, this is a free and independent event of Double or Nothing, and that the talent's coming in, are coming in of their own volition, they're coming in with full knowledge of any employers or contracts that they may have, and the employers that hold the contracts are fine with it. It costs a lot of money to rent The Undertaker.
$25K an hour,
so they got the money to get him to do it, so this will be an interesting thing. I'm sure it's going to be a very limited appearance. And it's probably going to be a very expensive signing. No word on pricing in terms of meeting him or getting in a signature or anything like that. But yes, The Undertaker will be appearing with several other large names in wrestling at StarCast the weekend of Double or Nothing. So if you would like to meet The Undertaker or any other superstar that may be there, I highly suggest you go because it should be a good time.
You can meet Ric Flair, you can meet Bret Hart, you can meet Joey Janela. By all means, go and have a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's a little doubt that this probably got set up through Ric Flair.
Because if you do the connections, Ric Flair was announced, Undertaker's announced, Ric Flair's daughter is married to Conrad Thompson. Conrad Thompson is running StarCast, not paid by AEW in any way, even though he's doing their launch party commentaries. but not paid once in $1 by AEW, is running the event.
Yeah. So, thank you, Rick. Just another couple other quick news notes that sort of came out in the last few days that they have to do with TV appearances. John Cena has been tapped to host the reboot of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? That should be interesting. And former WWE Universal Champion Roman Reigns will be appearing on Nickelodeon's Cousins for Life television series on Saturday, March 2nd. So good for him that he's got another acting gig. Glad to see he's staying active in his time off. He also did a signing not that long ago, and everybody said he looked really good, although he was apparently very, very tired. He looked and sounded good, so that's always what you want to hear.
I can't wait for John Cena to host Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
That should be interesting. Cena working with kids.
It's a reboot coming to Nickelodeon, I think.
He should honestly be well-suited for it, just given his personality.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that should be really fun.
Sticking on TV for just a moment, it was the Total Divas cast was announced, and we have some huge changes. Paige and the Bella Twins are off the show, at least in an acting sense. I believe the Bella Twins are still staying on in their executive producer roles.
Also, but Lana's not a part of the show as well.
Lana's gone as well. Joining the cast will be Sonya Deville, who made brief appearances early on in the last season of Total Divas. She's been bumped up to a permanent cast member. Carmella is back. And to add a little powerhouse punch to Total Divas in an attempt to probably boost the ratings, Ronda Rousey will be joining the show. This is an interesting thing.
We've speculated when we were doing the Rock Extra Total Divas podcast. Check out the Rock Extra Reviews. Total Bell is available now. That we wouldn't be surprised if Ronda Rousey was going to be on in the cast because she was making some pop-up appearance on there. And she's made a pop-up appearance on Total Bellas this past week, so it's like they're getting her into the audience a little bit on that side. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of audience she does bring.
It will be definitely cool to see. Oh, well, that's an interesting story we may have to talk about. So, side note, sidetrack from wrestling real quick. A while ago, there was a story that Alfonso Ribeiro of Fresh Prince fame was trying to sue Epic Games because they put the Carlton Dance in Fortnite, and he was claiming, I believe, intellectual property and copyright violation, and he was attempting to copyright the dance. The U.S. Copyright Office has come down and says that he can't register the dance for copyright. So that's a huge blow to him, unfortunately. But yeah, so interesting turn of events there. We'll have to keep an eye on that. But
you cannot copyright dance moves.
He can't.
So
he might be able to get away with intellectual property, but I think technically the people that I think it was, what did Fresh Prince originally air on? Was it Fox?
WB, I think.
Whatever network the show originally aired on, I believe they own the intellectual property rights because they own the show. He was a part of the show. The
was
show
it
is
no, yeah, it was,
is
the it was NBC. That's what it was.
NBC. It was NBC. So technically, I think NBC actually owns the intellectual property rights to the dance, not him. He created it, but it was created specifically for the show, used on the show, and so.
So circling back, technically I was right. The owner, the distributor of the show, Warner Brothers. So they would own.
Might be a joint NBC.
NBC,
I don't know.
NBC and Warner Brothers. So there you go.
Might be joint.
But doesn't matter. You cannot. So the dance pack, the backpack kid and all the rest, they cannot sue for dance moves. So that it's not a routine. It's a dance move. It's not a whole 2-minute act. It's one swinging the arms and everything like that. You can't. Anyway, moving on. Speaking of suing,
Booker T is suing Activision for, I believe, likeness infringement because a character in Call of Duty Black Ops heavily resembles his G.I. Bro character. I mean, heavily, like face and everything. And so he is suing Activision for that, which he may have a leg to stand on that. Now, it could be widely coincidental that they modeled a character that looked just like him, but I would tend to doubt that. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a tad. So, here's hoping he wins. So, do we want to do the Blame Prince?
Sure, let's do the injury roundup.
Bones breaking. Backs cracking. Shoulder snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
So, Brent just has to throw a monkey wrench into everything. Just so everybody's aware, Fenix with a muscle contusion.
Phoenix.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Phoenix? Is that how you say it? Phoenix? Phoenix. I thought it was Phoenix.
No, it's Phoenix.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. And one of your Elimination Chamber competitors, Mustafa Ali, with a concussion.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Who's also suffering from a tailbone injury and other ailments. This was the one that knocked him out.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
So this is awkward. And we'll get into this when we talk about SmackDown, but this is just generally very, very awkward for this to happen this week, the week of the pay-per-view. So they had to scramble a little bit to replace him the chamber.
This was his biggest matchup to date, 6-man match for the WWE Championship. I mean, this was going to be his huge match for him. And sucks to happen, but we'll see where it takes him going forward.
We will. And hopefully it takes him good places. WWE also announced that the following signings have occurred for the developmental system and that, you know, they're going to be reporting to the Performance Center, or they already have.
This is the new class.
So we have former Impact Wrestling star Trevor Lee, former Ring of Honor star Karen Q, former New Japan and ROH star ACH, Australian star Jonah Rock, second generation star Rachel Ellerling, which is a long time coming.
I wonder how she got the in.
Oh, I'm surprised she hasn't gotten signed by now.
Well, now she has. Oh, no.
I mean, my God, it took forever. Former Impact Wrestling star and 10 pounds of gold narrator, Samuel Shaw.
Samuel Shaw.
Oh. I wonder if he's going to be stalking people.
I wonder.
Canadian Tag Team 3.0, best known stateside for their time in Chikara. Australian star Elliot Sexton. Monster Factory Dojo trainee, Nick Camarado. And former Syracuse football player, Omari Palmer.
Cool.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. And also, well, last but certainly not least, if you just happen to be in New York for WrestleMania and you want to go check out Citi Field on April 6th, the New York Mets are going to be hosting a WWE Day. I mean, I understand it's the Mets, but...
It's early on in the season, so they'll be okay.
It's early on the season. It'll be fine. And you get, you know, WWE-related experiences prior to the Mets versus the Nationals. It's going to start at 1:10 p.m. Eastern. The offer includes a meet and greet and autograph opportunities with WWE superstars, a photo opportunity with an official WWE title, a Todd Frazier WWE Day bobblehead, and a field-level ticket. Meet and greet and title photos events begin in the Bullpen Plaza at 11:30 a.m. and includes at 12:30 p.m.
Right, the game's at 1:10. Also.
The game's at 1:10. So, I mean, realistically, you only have to go for, like, an hour.
An hour and a half with traffic and getting out of the ballpark because everyone's going to be
still, I mean, you know.
I mean, unless you want to go catch a ball game. I mean, Mets Nationals, game 5-6 of the season. I mean, it's going to be a good game. It's early on.
It all depends on where Bryce Harper goes.
Please come to Philly.
Actually, come to Atlanta!
Actually, just sign. Because, like, we'll get to this in tweet a week. I'll rant then. Let's move on.
All right, so we're going to change things up a little bit because, again, we are talking about Chamber tonight, so NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
So this show is built around one match. Ricochet versus Adam Cole. Bebe.
I'm going to need Ricochet to stop making me pregnant. I'm really going to need him to stop doing that. I mean, I know he's super pretty and he's amazingly talented, but God damn it, he cannot get me pregnant and blow my ovaries every time he wrestles. He just can't. My ovaries cannot take this.
This was a really good matchup. Ricochet was selling his knee a lot. There was like a move where he tried to do his move where he did a one-leg spring shot moonsault, which was nice. Ricochet got the win. Undisputed Era ran out. Aleister Black came out. But the Undisputed Era stood tall to end the night. I enjoyed this matchup. I enjoyed that whole thing. That was really good.
It was very entertaining. It was super good. I mean, you're not going to get crap when you put Adam Cole and Ricochet together. You're just not.
The Street Profits beat Humberto and Stacey Irvin. Saw a little matchup. Afterwards, they were talking about their ups and downs of the year. They called out, they're about to call out the War Raiders, but Marcel and Fabian came out. Then Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch came out. And then the War Raiders came out, who were then attacked by an Undisputed Era. But War Raiders fought them off. So everyone stared down one another. Getting all the tag teams involved. Interesting. We have an interesting tag division.
We do.
Let's see. Dominik Dijakovic defeated Shane Thorne. Nothing really much to that. Then you had Tenaya Conti and Aaliyah battle. Aaliyah got the win. After the match, Vanessa Bourne, who came out to help, they were staring her down to later be attacked by Shayna and her girls. And Shayna was like, she told the women's division not to mess with her or piss off her and her girls. She's mad. She's very upset about what happened last week, where she took the loss to Io Shirai. So, good stuff. It was a solid episode. You further programs along. We're sort of in the lull period before the roof really cook up till TakeOver.
But it was still good. I mean, you still had a quality episode, so yeah. You can't complain about that.
No, it was a quality episode, really good main event. You're slow burning some stuff, which is good. Next week we're getting Gargano and Dream. Should be good.
Should be very, very, very good. But on that note, I say we take our first break of the evening, and when we come back, we'll be doing Tweet of the Week and talking all about Elimination Chamber and a little SmackDown just because we have to. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Follow us on Instagram, instagram.com/rackradioshow.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last.
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list. Write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch.
It's the Raw Post Show. Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The Rack Extra gets a little Bella in the form of Total Bellas. Join us each week as we review the latest happenings going on in the world of the Bellas.
I feel like I'm trapped, like
you're trapped.
Living in a padded cell.
Check out the Rack Extra, Total Bellas Weekly at WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com.
Did you know you can use support a creator code, Rock and Sock, in the Fortnite item shop? That's R-O-C-K-N-S-O-C-K in the Fortnite item shop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
EC3.
I am in the top 1%.
You are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on GerWick.net, RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FightBoot.com as well. And, well, we are back. We are here to talk Elimination Chamber. But before we do that, we need to do Tweet of the Week.
Used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
All righty. Wait, so Fortnite news tweets. Footage of the crack fissure that just formed near Tomato Temple. And it's a picture of the, or it's a video, I should say, of the cracks that are now starting to form in the map because of the earthquakes that are happening. And Courage replies, wait, Tim the Tatman? Basically, I do work? Did Girthquake's fall damage cause this? Courage, no.
I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibilities.
It is definitely not out of the realm of possibilities. It could be a thing. Courage, excited to announce that I'm no longer a professional Fortnite, Just Dance, and Apex Legend player. I will now be competing full-time in the Tetris Battle Royale. I began competing in Tetris in 7th grade math class on my TI-83 calculator. I hope you'll still support me.
Okay, so I watched that earlier today. Watched Tetris Battle Royale. It is fun to watch.
Okay, alright, as long as it's fun to watch.
Because it's... you wouldn't think, hey, watching Tetris is fun. It can be fun to watch for a little bit. It's fun. It's not... I really like Tetris, so it was a fun thing to watch. Anyway, continue.
By the way, Tim responded to Courage's tweet with a yes. And if you watched the Secret Skirmish day one, which was today, it was duos, you would have seen that Sundown?
Mm-hmm.
Is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
This man with the most gorgeous blonde hair you've ever seen in your life was doing the analyst spots and also doing a little commentating. And he was in the analyst spot, and they cut back over to Courage and Lupo, and Courage sits there, and they're talking about Sundown, and then Courage goes, yes, that's the hair Tim the Tatman wishes he had. Lupo sits there and tries not to lol on camera, but you can see it internally.
Mm-hmm.
He's laughing his ass off, and Tim, having watched the skirmish, simply replies, hair I wish I had, huh?
So he didn't watch the skirmish, but his chat sent him the video, and it was the first thing he watched on his stream.
Oh, I may need to go watch, like, the actual live reaction to that.
It was interesting.
I love these boys.
It was interesting, to say the least. Is that all you got?
That's all I got.
Okay. So, let's see. Ty Dillinger. Someone goes, are you still on SmackDown? I'm on Runaway, latest edition of The Lion King. It's a one-man show. Spoiler alert, Mustafa doesn't make it. Corey Grayers, I demand to refer to as the world champion of love, and only that. No abbreviations either. Otherwise,
I conveniently might not hear you. Interesting name choice.
Very interesting.
Kevin Owens, everyone stop panicking. I still don't care or know anything about sports except for bowling, obviously. I do, however, enjoy wearing hats of various teams from the cities I've come to love after traveling the world for the last 16 years or so. She's wearing a sports hat on Monday. Dr. Lupo is quoting Golden Boy. Does a bird be like, I have a vagina? John Heyman. MLB players will wear MLB 150 patches this year. That signifies the sports anniversary, not the number of free agents remaining. Can these free agents just sign? Like, seriously, spring training has started. Y'all can get into your games and get with your teams and everything like that. I mean, it's sort of a thing. It kind of needs to happen.
If Trevor May can go to spring training and still stream from spring training, you can go too.
You all can go and do your jobs and sign with the teams that you're supposed to be signing with because, you know, it's February. I know the season doesn't start till March, but good God, just go do your job.
They say no.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, here, live reaction. Go.
It's basically the hair Tim the Tatman wishes he had. Going into game number 6.
Hand is on mouth. Just thinking. He's trying not to laugh, but he's smirking.
It's really your own friends out here, bro. Wow. That's unbelievable.
Shaking his head.
It'd be your own friends, chat. It'd be the people that you think you're closest with, dude.
Tim!
Shaking my head. Unbelievable. We have a...
That was the reaction. No, it's not a new soundboard. That was a stream. Anyway, one other thing. Gritty. So Claude Giroux announces that he's having his son in August. Gritty goes, I'm going to be an Uncle Gritty.
No.
Anyway, tweet of the week.
Alrighty. After that horrifying thought that Gritty can reproduce.
No, he's just going to be an uncle. Not having a kid.
Those genes are being passed on. I am horrified for the future. We're going to talk about Elimination Chamber. Yay! The pay-per-view I completely forgot about up until this week. Hot damn! This should be a fine pay-per-view. I don't think it's going to be anything terribly special or unique or have Bray Wyatt on it. But it should be fine. Should be enjoyable, right? Like, we're all kind of reaching that same conclusion. Trying to stay positive after what happened on Monday because, you know...
Okay. Here's the
deal. Dog got fucked without lube.
Here's the deal. The main event's going to be really, really, really good, which we'll talk about. It's going to be really, really good because you have 6 people who are in it, and it's going to be really good. Ronda Rousey, Ruby Riott is going to be a show-stealing match, underrated type deal. It's going to be a really good match. I have a feeling it's going to be really good. Everything else can be hit or miss on this show. There's some stuff that you really don't want to see, like Braun Strowman, Baron Corbin in an ODQ match, because...
Why?
I don't think there's anyone who really dying to see that matchup again.
You know, honestly, the only way I really want to see that match is if Braun Strowman throws Baron Corbin like a lawn dart.
But he's not going to, because you know Drew McIntyre is probably going to show up, and it's going to be a 2-on-1, and it's just because it's no DQ, so it's going to be essentially a 2-on-1 match.
Wait, I know who could show up and help Braun!
Luke Harper. Yes, I know.
No, not Luke.
Kurt Angle. Probably Kurt Angle.
It's going to be
Kurt Angle.
No!
It's going to be Kurt Angle.
His father needs to come help him.
It's going to be Kurt Angle.
God damn it, I'm going to work Bray Wyatt back into this product, so help me God, it's going to happen.
I know.
I mean, if I can find plot holes that I could stick him into, then why can't creative?
It's a very good question. But
I mean, he's very good at fitting into holes.
Not even going to touch that one. I was trying to think of something creative to work in there. It's like, nope.
Oh, he's real good at working it in there, too. I can promise you that.
And by our assumptions, it may have worked too well. Anyway, moving on.
All right, let's talk about... We talked about Braun Strowman, Baron Corbin. That's all we're going to talk about. Who's going to win?
Braun Strowman.
Okay, Braun Strowman. Moving on!
Oh, no. Wait, let's see. Magic 8-Ball. Will Braun Strowman beat Baron Corbin? Good. So, 8-Ball says Braun Strowman. Let's go to the first match. The pre-show.
Cruiserweight Championship is on the line as Buddy Murphy is taking on Tozawa for the Cruiserweight Championship.
It's going to be a fine match. It's on the pre-show. It's where they always are, so please don't complain. Newsflash, they're probably going to be on the pre-show for WrestleMania 2. Don't complain. Just a thing. It's how it is. Buddy Murphy's going to retain.
in a good match. 8-Ball, do you think Buddy Murphy is going to retain? Outlook, good. Lindsay, will Buddy Murphy retain the Cruiserweight Championship?
Sure.
Okay, next match.
You have the Intercontinental Championship on the line as Finn Balor takes on both Bobby Lashley and Lio Rush in a handicap match. I don't know why, but part of me really does actually want Finn to win this match because Lio Rush screws up somehow. Like, that's why he's there, right? We all know that's why he's there. It's essentially there's three people in this match, so somebody's going to take a pin so somebody else doesn't have to. That's generally what happens when they put three people in a match. So what I would very much like is Bobby Lashley gets knocked on the outside or something happens to Bobby Lashley on the outside. Lio Rush gets taken out by Finn Balor. Finn pins Lio. 1, 2, 3. Your new Intercontinental Champion, Finn Balor, everybody. And I would be fine with that. It won't happen, but that would be a cool scenario.
Would be a logical, cool scenario. I don't see it happening, though. I see Bobby Lashley saving his ass multiple times, running in, getting the quick win on Finn Balor at some point after a Lio Rush distraction, and the feud continues. That's how I see it. But you never know.
You know, I have to go with my heart on this, Finn. I have to root for somebody, damn it, because everybody else has left me, so Finn.
Let me see if I can do this correctly. Lashley, 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 Lashley.
No.
That's not how it said. 8-Ball, Will Lashley retain his title? Very doubtful. So 8-Ball's going Finn.
It's being suspicious, and it's not being a lying slut tonight.
Yet.
Keeping an eye on the 8-Ball.
Yet.
I don't trust it.
Yet.
Yet. It hasn't been a lying traitorous slut. Yet.
Yet.
Very good point. Up next, you have the SmackDown Championship on the line as Shane McMahon and The Miz, the best in the world, take on the Usos. Shane and Miz. Not even going to touch it. Shane and Miz. It's going to be a fine match. Shane and Miz.
What? You're not even going to give the Usos a chance? A rebound hope? Not going to bail them out and pick them?
No, I'm pretty sure somebody's already been bailed out.
So their chances are handcuffed of winning?
Are you done?
Yes. Shane McMahon and The Miz. Even before the news came out, we're going to retain these titles.
Yeah. There's no reason to take the titles off of them.
Hey, 8-Ball, will Shane McMahon and The Miz win? Better not tell you. So that means they're picking the 8-Ball. Or the Usos, the 8-Ball's picking.
There it is.
There it is.
There's the turn.
Okay. So staying on this really quickly, and not talk about the Usos, but talk about the Usos. The promo between them, Shane McMahon and The Miz on the Miz TV was really good.
Like, oh, yeah,
it was really,
excellent.
Really done. So it was a really cool part of SmackDown. Anyway, just wanted to throw that in there. All right, next.
Up next, you have the Raw Women's Championship on the line as Ronda Rousey takes on Ruby Riott. This should be a good match. Ronda tends to do really, really well when they put her in there with very experienced hands, and that's exactly what Ruby is. Is an extremely experienced hand, so they should be able to walk through and have a very, very fun match together. I'm actually looking forward to this quite a bit.
Ruby's really good. And when she's given a chance to be who she thinks she can be, she's really good at it. Ronda's really good for who she is and for being in the business a year, for having 50-something matches. She's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Ronda does not like to have a stinker of a match, so she's going to go all out on this one. And Ruby's a smaller girl who Ronda can work with, just like Sasha. This should be really good. Charlotte's going to be involved. She's going to be at ringside. So there'll be shenanigans there. Will the man show up? I don't think so. I think Becky's going to stay out of this for now. I think Becky comes back in Atlanta because it's too early to bring her back, I think. It's a little too early to actually make this suspension mean something. I would pull her away from TV for a week. And this might be the good week to do it. In terms of a winner, there's no way Ruby's winning. So Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, there's no reason to have Ruby win because you need to keep the title on Ronda for Mania. I know you can do a quick bait and switch, but that doesn't make a whole lot of sense right now just because it will hurt Ruby more than losing will.
Because here's the thing. The whole point of beating Ronda Rousey is putting the first loss on her. Putting the first loss on her at Elimination Chamber means then takes away from WrestleMania. So that's when her first loss should be at WrestleMania. For all to make sense.
So yeah, so I mean, in terms of Becky showing up, Becky probably will not show up, like you said. They did the suspension specifically to take her out of this whole equation to get her past Chamber and Fastlane so they can move her on to Mania. So I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if, like, Becky kind of sort of like pokes at the authority until she gets unsuspended in a few weeks, right before Fastlane, I would guess, and then they move on from there.
Yeah, because Fastlane, she'll have the match with Charlotte, and
you go from
there. Eight ball, will Ronda Rousey retain? Most likely. There you go.
Boom. Up next, you have the inaugural Women's Tag Team Championship match in the Elimination Chamber, where you have Bayley and Sasha Banks taking on Nia Jax and Tamina. They're taking on Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville. You have the Riot Squad, which will consist of Sarah Logan and Liv Morgan, and Naomi and Carmella, and last but certainly not least, the Iconics. Oh boy.
Okay, this is
I don't know who to pick.
Okay, let's break it down. If they were putting the Riot Squad in position to really succeed, they would get the belts off the start. But I don't think, and especially I think if Ruby was in this matchup, they would have a better chance of getting the belts this go around. Nothing to take away from Sarah and Liv, but the stronger Riot Squad involves Ruby. Make sense?
Oh, I completely agree with that. And I think they're a dark horse that nobody's really looking at right now because of who else you have in the match. Because I think the heavy favorites to win this are either Bayley and Sasha or the Iconics. I think they're the two that are really being looked at because it's like they probably have the best chance of it, honestly. Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville are right there, too. But it's like nobody, I think, is counting on Nia and Tamina. And the Riot Squad's sort of been discounted, and Naomi and Carmella are just together to be in the match. So
I think Fabulous Glow, which is Naomi and Carmella, they're probably going to be one of the first teams out. This is not the time to put the belts on them right out of the gate. I know Carmella was the first ever Money in the Bank winner. Naomi's won a whole bunch of first evers, like the Rumble, the WrestleMania and stuff. But this is not their match.
Honestly, this is not an offense to Naomi or Carmella or even Nia and Tamina, but I really would like to see a true women's tag team, and this is where the purist in me is going to come out. Doesn't happen often. But a true women's tag team win this, so like the Riot Squad or the Iconics, or I would count Mandy and Sonya because they are truly a team, even if they aren't always together, and to a lesser extent, Bayley and Sasha, because again, they are a cohesive unit. So I'd rather see one of them win it than either team that's just been thrown together.
And I just don't want to see Tamina and Nia win, so I'm discounting them. I just can't pick them. I just don't like them. And not because they're heels,
they just don't do anything for me.
No.
I mean, I really hate saying that because I would love to see a lot of really good things happen for them, but they just at this point don't do anything for me because in Tamina's instance, the poor lady, she's just been so discounted so much in her career, and it's either she's being pushed down or she's being a bodyguard for somebody or she's out injured or whatever. And so you don't really know a lot about her. You don't know enough to really get into her. You just know she's this imposing, badass-looking figure that can still wrestle, but you can see that her knees are bothering her, that she's having trouble walking, and it's just like, oh, honey. You know, and then Nia is doing her job, and Nia is getting people to hate her, but I feel like she's getting them to hate her for the wrong reasons, because the character is just annoying. She's doing a self-absorbed thing that's just honestly like, I don't even want to deal with you.
Pretty much.
I mean, that's kind of how it's like, oh, hey, look, Nia's on mute. Kind of thing. And I hate to say that about her too, because she has a ton of potential. But at this point, it's just kind of like meh on both of them. And I think there are stronger teams that should win this over them. I mean, realistically, I think the Iconics or the Riot Squad would be a really good choice. The Iconics could do things with that because they could now and forever hold it over everybody that they were the first.
And I really think that's good booking, putting the Iconics over. I also think putting Mandy and Sonya over is a smart move because it will legitimize those teams. A team that does not need to be legitimized is Bayley and Sasha. Would it be a cool moment for them to be the first ever tag team champions? Yes, but that's very obvious booking. And on a show where we sat here and go, win, 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 and really no debate on who's winning, you need not obvious booking at least in one match.
I'm kind of the opinion, and I'm tired of it, that it's like all the four horsewomen getting the firsts. Where, I mean, it's like you're going to have Becky and Charlotte get the first female main event. You had Charlotte, Bailey, Becky, and Sasha all heavily involved in a lot of the firsts for the women's revolution and evolution, whatever you want to call it. And I feel like it's time to give somebody else a turn. It's time to let some of the other women step into that forefront and have that moment in the sun, as it were, and be able to be the inaugural something. I mean, it's like they let Carmella have the Money in the Bank, which was really, really cool to see. Mandy and Sonya, or the Iconics, I feel like is a great choice for the tag titles. Just because, again, it's not the four horsewomen. Did I say Nia?
I thought you said, you may have said it, but anyway, keep going.
If I said Nia, I did not mean to say Nia. I meant Mandy and Sonya or the Iconics. I think either of them are a good choice. I mean, as much as I love Bailey and Sasha, don't get me wrong, I just don't feel like they need it. I feel they are beyond legitimized. I feel they're, you know, we all already accept them as who they are. And between the two of them, they have enough titles. They have enough prestige that they're fine. They don't necessarily need to win this to raise their status any further.
And them winning at a WrestleMania doesn't hurt them either.
No, you can always put it on them later, but I mean, in terms of your firsts, because I think whoever the first is, they're going to go between the two brands. I would really like to see either the Iconics or Mandy and Sonya. I want to see the Iconics, because I think out of everybody in this entire group, the Iconics could do the most with it, because they will just be beyond obnoxious about it, that they are the first, the one and only women's tag team champions.
So you're going Iconic.
I'm going Iconic.
Going Fire and Desire, Mandy and Sonya. 8-Ball, will Bailey and Sasha win the tag team titles on Sunday? 8-Ball's going Bailey and Sasha.
You treacherous whore. Alrighty, in your final match of the evening, we have the WWE Championship on the line in the chamber as Daniel Bryan defends his title against AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, Randy Orton, Jeff Hardy, and replacing Mustafa Ali, Kofi Kingston.
Kofi was great on SmackDown.
Kofi was amazing on SmackDown.
50-something minutes on wrestling. Pretty good. Yeah.
I don't think Daniel Bryan is losing this match.
No. Okay. Let's eliminate people. Kofi's not winning.
As much as we would all love to see him win, he's not winning.
Since he's a last-minute replacement, he's not winning this belt. Randy Orton is probably not winning. Jeff Hardy, probably not winning, going to WrestleMania as champion. So that's half this match. You got Samoa Joe, who would be great as WWE champion, but they're not putting the belt on him. There's AJ Styles, who's been there, done that, held the championship for a long time. And then there's the guy they made a new championship belt for, and he's only had it on TV for 3 weeks. Wonder who's winning. It's also Daniel Bryan's going to go to WrestleMania as WWE champion. There's really no doubt in my mind on that one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
Okay, besides all that, this will be freaking awesome. You got six great workers who are not afraid, some of them not afraid to do things crazy, like Kofi Kingston probably jumping off the top of the chamber down on the people. Let's be real. I can picture Kofi jumping off the top of the chamber into an RKO. Imagine that.
I can picture a lot of crazy shenanigans in this match.
Right. And it's going to make for a really, really good match.
And you have six very competent people. Jeff and Kofi, like you said, will be the insanity of this match and be jumping off stuff. Randy will be Randy. And then you have Brian, AJ, and Joe, which is just going to be sick. So I'm highly looking forward to this. I think this will be an extremely good match. Probably this and the Ronda match will be the top two, but the tag match could be a sleeper.
Tag match could be a sleeper. It really, depending on who they let work. We know Bailey and Sasha are starting. So are Mandy and Sonya. So it could be really good, could be really bad. Just all depends.
It does. It absolutely does. So you're taking Daniel Bryan?
I'm taking Daniel Bryan.
I'm taking Daniel Bryan.
8-Ball, are you taking Daniel Bryan? Oh, it says nope for that.
Really?
8-Ball, are you taking Kofi Kingston?
Mmm.
There you go.
Alrighty. So, well, that does it for our Elimination Chamber preview. Remember, you can submit your picks to us no later than Sunday. Bragging rights are on the line, and you have to get them in before the pre-show, so that way we have them.
Do it like till like 2 p.m. Eastern. Give the interns some time to write them all down. Go to facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork or tweet them at WildTalkRadio, at RecRadioShow, or post on the variety of Facebook pages when the sheet is posted tomorrow, because you never know if they'll throw another match in or two.
They tend to like to do that, just
usually,
a little bit.
Usually at 3 p.m.
All right, so, well, coming up will be Fortnite with friends in some shape or form. I don't know who's around, so we're going to have to track people down, find them, all the happy stuff, but stay tuned, because at least Rock and I will be screwing around while we wait on Brent and Omega. But you have stuff to plug, don't you?
Including creator code Rock and Sock in the Fortnite item shop. Saturday night.
Oh my god!
Saturday night, midnight-ish. It's another edition of CB Radio. What is the Great and the Great Debate? I haven't fully figured it out, but we'll let you know Saturday morning. GreatandGreatDebate.com, CBRadioLive.com. Once Russell Talk Radio, once the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view is over, Russell Talk Radio will be on the air probably around 11 p.m. Eastern, maybe a little bit earlier. Monday night, Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, to review everything Elimination Chamber. Check out the Rec Extra Reviews, Total Bell Season 4, Episode 4. We're looking at Wednesdays to drop the new episodes at this point, so stay tuned for all of that. It's Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The Rack Radio Show on Stitcher, iTunes, and Google Podcasts. As mentioned, creator code Rock and Sock in the Fortnite item shop. Make sure you follow and subscribe, twitch.tv/WTRLive.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Linsward, LANSWRD. And don't forget to check out our very fine sponsors, Gerwick.net, Fightbook.com, MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will be back in a few minutes with Fortnite with Friends. Till then, bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.